This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
And it is a good morning to you, and it's the day of Thursday, which means entertainment and good fun talk. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe.
Good morning, Al. How are you? Good morning.
Kisses from coast to coast, baby. Kisses from coast to coast.
Really? Have you been traveling again?
Well, of course. You know, I was in Durban. I'm off to Cape Town this week. We're in Johannesburg.
So I'm having a little bit of a travel myself this weekend.
Really?
Yes. Guess where I'm going?
Where are you going?
Lesotho.
We love Lesotho. You're going to do the is it snowing?
Yes, it is snowing. My band's actually performing at a skiing event, which is quite exciting.
Which band?
Lone Hill.
Lone Hill. Okay.
Yeah. And we get to ski, which is fantastic. Yeah.
Which is so much fun.
So much fun. I've never done it.
You're going to be skiing in the snow in Lesotho.
Yeah.
I'm in the Cape. I just got back from Durban. So that's why we say kisses from coast to coast.
From snow to sea.
Nice.
Life is good.
It is really good to be with you. And of course, been a very, very wonderful week in terms of entertainment. What I love is, you know, Nathan, often we're looking for content and you think, how are you going to put a show together? But when you receive 10, 15 press releases a week from the amount of great shows that are happening around South Africa and Southern Africa, for that matter, it is, and you haven't even looked at a movie yet. I think it's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
It means that there's money for people that are acting, that are directing, that are in the business. It means that there's people that are watching, which is the most critical part.
And you know what the greatest thing about that is you get the winter slump as an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't go out as much in winter. People don't throw parties. You know, companies don't throw parties. So there's a bit of a slump in the entertainment world. So it's so nice to see that there's so much going on in winter.
I love it. And you know, what a great way to open the show than, I think, with one of South Africa's funniest men. The show is called Hashtag Lottering. I actually have seen it. It is brilliant. I saw it when it first came to Johannesburg. But on the line we have, to open you this morning, as we smile from ear to ear, the one and only Mark Lottering. How are you doing, Mark?
Alan Ford, I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, Mark, you know, when I get to, are you lying in bed? Are you relaxing? What are you doing this morning?
I'm lying in bed. I've just poured Alphenol custard all over me.
That sounds amazing.
I'm ready for the interview. Yeah.
Okay, so the last time we chatted, you remember you were in bed as well, and you were feeling very fresh with your lovely partner and
no,
your husband next year.
Well, I'm up and about, you know. We're not all living out that whole club, that notion that you have of us. I've been running around early this morning. I've been doing some stuff, so I'm ready for you.
So is the Ultramel custard a lie then?
You must hold back on your disappointment. It was a lie, but you can always be jacked.
Yeah, no, I am disappointed.
Mark, first and foremost, I saw Hashtag Lottering when it first popped. It came through to theater on the square. It was absolutely brilliant. But, I mean, I think it's just the quality of comedy, and it's nice to see that comedy is just flying in South Africa. There is such a need that you're coming back on the 16th of August to the Peter Tsarin Theatre at Monte Cassino.
Yeah, the reason I'm coming back, I mean, we had a sellout season at the Theatre on the Square in Sandton. It's a smaller venue, though. And so we've had a few complaints from people who say they never come out to that side, because I've done quite a few shows at Monte Cassino Theatre. A lot of people are living out that way. And they missed it. So, you know, it's largely due to that kind of talk that we decided to bring the show back to Joburg one more time. So I'm looking forward to having it out at Monte Cassino.
Mark, for people that haven't seen the show, I've had the pleasure, but what is Hashtag Lottering? I mean, it's simply that. It's everything's a hashtag.
I think I don't know what you like with your social media, but I think for most of us, if we have to be honest, we're a bit addicted. It. We scroll through that phone for messages that never come. We wake up in the morning. I know for a fact. I mean, I used to wake up and just, you know, with the mat, even with your eyes closed, you go and pee. You don't even know how you got to the bathroom. And you go back and you just carry on with the dream wherever you left it. Or that's how automatic life used to be. I mean, God just created us to just go and pee whenever we needed to. But now you wake up and I immediately look at my phone and want to see what you missed during the evening. And then you're wondering if that phone wasn't plugged in properly, if it's on red, because it's not charged. It can ruin the start of your entire day. So hashtag Lotsing is born out of that, you know, the obsession with the phone and Instagram, and how my heart breaks when I think that my picture was amazing but it's not getting enough likes, or how you know when it's going to be an amazing picture if you're standing with Sasha Naidu and you go, I'm going to post that picture because her followers will pick up on it.
And they don't.
And then life will just be beautiful again. So these things all matter to us, and we're very sensitive about it. We're very sensitive about our likes, our followers, and we can also follow people's relationships, and we can also go to your profile of your ex, and hope that life's not working out for them, and scroll through that, because that's also very honest. So so it was born out of that. I mean, hashtag developed, and I spoke about my family WhatsApp group that was just flipping, driving me insane. And the more I spoke about it, people were responding and screaming in the audience because they go through the same stuff. So that's the meat of the show, which is where the title comes from. But living in South Africa, you can't avoid all the topics that are just happening daily. So since then, you know, there have been lots of newer stories, even performing this week. You know, you can't, obviously we can't, sadly can't avoid the Guptas. And I talk about the name of the Gupta lawyer, Gert van der Merwe. It's a very interesting name for a lawyer who's meant to defend it, because it's not a luck, you know, you don't, doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, but yet there he is. So, so there's a lot of issues that we talk about, and I think when you live in a country like ours, people say to comedians over and over, you know, there's just so much material, but I'm afraid there just is so much material, and it changes all the time. So if you have seen hashtags, yeah, a lot of that stuff in there, but there's also a lot of new stuff which you simply just can't avoid.
Mark, it's going to be a great show, I've got to tell you, and it is really funny. I love you discussing your family group and what that has to do with how we all belong to our family groups, because it really can drive anyone crazy. But all in all, it is magic chatting to you. Please come into studio. Come and visit us.
I will definitely come and visit you, Alan Ford.
Please, I'd love to see you.
Are you happy?
I am happy. I am thrilled. Life is gorgeous. Nathan, obviously, I've got Nathan as one of the best radio partners here in studio. I've got a phenomenal partner in Durban. It's interesting living in Durban now, or being in Durban. It's Cape Town, Durban,
Are you
Joburg.
Living in Durban?
No, I'm in Joburg, but I'm everywhere. I'm working between Cape Town.
Oh, no, because I see you, you're always surrounded by these beautiful people, and I never know whether you're paying them or whether these are your friends, but your life just looks like a tobacco commercial. It was just amazing. I want to be one of your friends, so I will.
I love you, Marcus Aurelius. Mark, I can't wait for the show. It comes to the Peter Tureen Theatre the 16th of August. It's it's called Hashtag Lottery, and it's going to be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, open on compute ticket now.
Okay. And you're going to come into studio. I want you here in August.
I'm definitely coming.
I'll come and fetch you. You know what I mean?
Come and fetch me and we'll
from
have
bed.
I can't wait.
I'll
well,
bring the custard.
If you're driving, then I can have a drink. I don't have to have tea. Can't wait.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, Mark. We'll leave it.
Long live the sport. I love you, Alan. Thank you.
Be good. The one and only Mark Lotring. Great way to open the show. Thank you, Marcus Aurelius. And, of course, don't miss this great, great production that's happening. Hazel Feldman, we're going to get on the line very quickly because Hazel's about to go into a meeting. But The Illusionist is about to come to South Africa. This is really, really big. I know we're not going to have a lot of time to speak to Hazel, but this is huge stuff. Do you like illusionists? Do you like magicians?
I absolutely love... you know what? I'm not a big card trick fan, but I love the kind of bigger things that they do. I had the privilege of working with David Blaine a couple of years back, and he was absolutely phenomenal. And when he did do card tricks, he just did it, you know, amongst, you know, small groups of people, which is cool. I think it's weird when you have a theater sold out, you know, there's like 10,000 people and they're doing card tricks and you're like, I can't see if he's even holding cards, you know, so I don't really see the point of that. So, but anyways, do you want to hear what the show is all about?
Yes, give it to me.
Let me just find out which one this is.
The Illusionist, coming next year to South Africa, brought to you by Showtime and Hazel Feldman. It's going to be magic. Magic.
All right, let's try this one.
What are you doing?
I'm pushing buttons. I don't know. It's...
Does that on go on no. go off?
Oh yeah, wait, maybe that needs to be up.
Well, let's chat to Hazel Feldman. She is on the line. She only has 2 minutes to chat to us. Hazel, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. What happened to my 905?
I know. You know, Mark Lotring can go on. What can you do, Mark?
Okay. Well,
He's got custard all over him. I don't know what he's doing. Hazel, very quickly, it is the biggest news to hit South African theatre in a long time. Illusionist, direct from Broadway, is coming to the country. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you in one quick second all about it. It's direct from Broadway. There's a show as well in London that's permanent there. Seven phenomenal illusionists and magicians packaged in a Broadway concept show, and it's very, very exciting. We haven't had magic for a long, long, long time, and this is really something for the whole family again. Of course, I'm enjoying doing the family shows. This is a little bit older, but it's a cross of everything, including, you know, the kind of the illusions of a dynamo, as well as the usual sawing people in half and cutting off heads and all of that kind of fun stuff, as well as just the most amazing contemporary magic that you can get. So, yeah, kind of crazy at the moment.
Nice to have two big weeks where you've got two big things that are opening up. You've got, we're talking about Cat Stevens is going to be happening shortly. Now have got the Illusionists. It shows you that South Africans are going back to the theatre, loving the theatre.
Well, I think people are prepared to come to theatre if it's something that's different, that is original, and that is a lot of the stuff perhaps that they haven't seen before. What's most encouraging is a lot of young people coming. I mean, when we announced the Cat Stevens show, and of course we have changed venues, but everything is going on public sale on Monday now. You know, we were shocked with the number of younger people. When I say younger people, anybody younger than me is a young person, and they know his music, they know his songs, they know there's almost like a cult following. It's incredible.
Well, Broadway history heads to South Africa in this phenomenal performance. I know you can't chat for much longer, but ultimately it is about people coming to see the best magicians or illusionists from around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. With regard to that, it has taken us probably 3 years to get the illusionists out here. A matter of getting the right mix of the seven magicians or illusionists that they have. You know, and it goes from small kind of intimate magic and mind magic to the big production magic, as we would call it. And I think that's what's going to be terrific.
Hazel Feldman from Showtime, have a great day, and we'll chat to you soon. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to give all the information out. Go run. Okay, that's Hazel Feldman. And just to tell you some interesting things. First and foremost, they were on Broadway, London, been to Asia. Now they're coming to South Africa for the very first time, happening in February, and it's at the Teatro, which is really good because it means that you've got that big space, that big theatre. I'm happy that they use, you know, it's nice to also use the smaller theatres, but this shows you that they can really do some magical things. Seven of the best illusionists in the world coming to South Africa. Do you know what that shows? You know, usually you can see one or two.
Yeah.
The David Blaines, but now all of a sudden you can see a whole magical bunch.
I have to say, I've been to Broadway, and I just know the quality of stuff they do at Broadway. The theatres there are huge. You know, and they're sold out every night, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be the exact same thing here.
I love it, because this is crazy. You see, the thing with this is you don't just go once, because it baffles your mind.
Yeah.
So the first time you see it,
you go back and try to figure it out.
You're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then you go like, let me take a friend who's like smarter than I am, yeah, and let's see if he can figure it out. So I'm telling you, I'm going to go three. I know me.
I'm the smartest one of all my friends, so I've got a bit of a problem there. But let's just
go ahead.
For the first time in history, seven of the world's greatest magicians come together live on stage. The Illusionist, live from Broadway.
Live from Broadway.
So exciting, yeah.
It's nice to see in the clip the visuals.
Yeah.
So yeah, go online and have a look at it on YouTube. So we're going to chat to Alan Swerdlow in a new show called My Name is Asher Lev. That's coming up. We've got the new musical theatre, a new show. It's not a musical theatre, actually. It's called Splash, the Water Circus.
Sounds like mermaids. I'm in.
I want to tell you, I've been to Vegas and I've seen O and Lovie. All right. And what people can do with water and circuitry is absolutely crazy. I can't wait to speak to Matthew Cook about this. This is going to be so interesting.
And where they're from, the circus?
From Russia.
From Russia? Well, I'd love to see what the Russians can do with water. Well, because you know, you know what the average person can do with water is quite impressive. What an Asian person can do with water, probably mind-blowing. But a Russian, you know, they've been doing it since they were born. The water broke and then they were like, put the baby in more water. It needs to join the splash circus. That's how it goes in Russia. Have you seen the Russian Olympic athletes?
There you go.
You know, it's like, why is that fetus not doing push-ups? We have not cut the umbilical cord yet. No, it must do push-ups. Yeah, that's how it works in Russia.
To Matthew Cook, in a short period of time. So life's good for you.
Yeah,
I mean, we're going to be talking about as we go through the show, we're going to chat about you shot a music video yesterday.
Yes, yesterday I did.
And the music video is for your Swing City.
Yes.
The new album.
Yes.
When does it come out?
The new album drops on the 1st of September, Spring Day. The launch is on the 27th of August, though. Mm-hmm. Cresta Barnyard, that's where we're going to do it. And
oh, nice.
So the albums will be available, the physical albums will be available there. You can pre-order the album on iTunes and all those kind of lovely things. A little punt there.
Okay, so take the ukulele and sing me a song from the album.
A song from the album?
Yes. A little of something.
Right, let me...
We'll play something else from it.
All right, here's one of my favorite songs on the album.
It's from the album, it's the new Swing. They're just. This is why I love you as my co-host here, because I just say you have to play a song. Just go.
Okay, so the song is called "Pencil Full of Lead." It goes like this.
Oh, I got a sheet for my bed and a pillow for my head. I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat. I got buttons on my coat, sails on my boot. So much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a 2-bar heater. Now it's getting hotter. Oh no, it's getting sweeter. Got legs on the chair, head full of hair. A pot and a pan and some shoes on my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. A few pairs of socks and a door with a lock. I got food in my belly and a license for my telly. Nothing's gonna bring me down. But best of all, I got my baby. Well, best of all, I got my baby. She's mighty fine, she says she's all mine, and nothing's gonna bring me down.
It's way better with a swing.
That was really good. I loved that.
Cool song.
Nathan Rowe. Of course, Nathan and I present The Unview here on cliffcentral.com every single Thursday, where basically we talk about the best in entertainment, the best in music, the best in theatre, the best in restaurants, basically just simply the best. I could be doing Tina right now.
Like, I don't know if... you know, a lot of people are getting into social media and just getting sucked into their phones, and they sit on the couch at home and basically don't do anything. And we have come to kind of combat that and say that, you know, humans are people that, you know, we need to connect.
Mm.
We need to experience emotional experiences, you know, and that's what I think we do here, eh?
That's what we do.
We take people out of their little safe zone, their safe couch and their social media, where they can rant as they want on Twitter, but put them in a theater and then try have your Twitter attitude, and you'll be shhed so quickly.
And by the way, it shows you, let's see how talented you actually are, because you've got a big mouth there on that Twitter.
Yeah, but when you're watching talent.
Yeah,
then it's humbling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you know what, you can't rely on a picture or your pretty face or your girlfriend's boob in the shot
or your high angle
or how to get the selfie.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah, you got to deal with actual talent.
Yeah,
no insults to everybody. That obviously,
in fact, at the theater, the person in front of you is sitting below you. So if they turn around and look at you, mm-hmm. it's going to be the low angle selfie view.
Yeah.
So you have to take these things into account. But I mean, I think that's
it's a very interesting way to look at it.
It's an exciting thing. You know, I think people need to put the phones down. Put your damn phone down.
Mm-hmm, honey. Mm-hmm. Well, a new show has also opened up recently, which I believe is also just rocking, at the Studio Theatre at Monte Cassino. And you know, the splash, the water circus is happening at Silverstone. But we talk about things that are happening throughout the country. But just obviously, Monty's got a number of different theatres. So,
yes.
So they seem to come up quite a bit. So they don't sponsor the show. But no, they don't. But they're just, these things are. It's a show called My Name is Asher Lev.
That sounds like a really nice Jewish title.
My name is Asher Lev.
You know, Asher. Mommy's proud of you.
It's starring Robert Fridgen, Louise Sinclair, and the phenomenal Alan Swerdlow. Now, Asher Lev is a young Jew growing up in Brooklyn in the 1940s. Can you imagine? Give it to me.
I can't really imagine, but I can imagine. I've never been
a young Jewish kid growing up in Brooklyn, you know?
In the 1940s.
In the 1940s, especially. I mean, liquor was just made legal.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, on that note, and making me laugh, is that he's passed away this week, Cyril Green used to also do the shtick, a brilliant shtick, and God rest him, and may his family have long life, and rest in peace, Cyril. But talking about Jewish comedy, Jewish theatre, it is exactly that. It's brilliant stuff.
I'll tell you what, Alan, he's in even greener pastures now.
Absolutely. Against the backdrop of obviously the particular time in history, Asher Lev discovers he is a gifted artist while struggling with his mom and his absent father, and obviously she's bereaved. And it's an exceptional story. And here to tell us about it is Alan Swerdlow. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for inviting me on.
Alan, the first and foremost, an interesting piece of theatre. I've read the reviews, haven't seen it as yet, but it's won a number of awards throughout the world. Most outstanding new off-Broadway play, again, talking about phenomenal work coming in from all over the world into South Africa. Tell us what drew you to the piece.
Well, I was actually blackmailed into it, in a funny kind of way. It's the first time I'm acting on stage in 25 years, so I was nudged into performing, because normally these days I'm on the directorial side.
Yes.
But it's a phenomenal piece. It really is. It's based on the Chaim Potok novel, which was, I think, early 60s. And it deals with topics that reach out and grab an audience, whatever their background, whatever their orientation, whatever their feelings, because that clash between tradition and following your own gift, following your own star in that sense, I think is pertinent to just about every community you can think of. The fact that it's set in the Hasidic community of Brooklyn in the 40s and 50s, makes it a little more intense, but it's pretty much a universal topic, and I think is proving fascinating to South African audiences so far.
When you look at, obviously, you're working with people like Louise and Claire and these greats on the stage, it's a small theatre, it's quite intimate. How does this, especially as a director and being on the other side and being a performer here, how difficult is it to be in a more intimate space with this type of piece? How different is it?
Well, I think an intimate space actually serves this piece, because there are moments where we address the audience directly, mm-hmm. And it's great, because I think the audience really gets into the minds of these characters. The thing that we've heard again and again from audiences that have seen it is that they understand the pain and the struggle of every one of the characters in the piece. It's not just Asher Lev himself, but his parents and the artist who teaches him and people like that. By being in this very, very intimate space, you can get right inside the characters and empathize with them, and it's to the advantage of the piece, I think.
Tell me, what have the reviews been like?
The ones that I've seen have been absolutely wonderful. They all respond to the story, they all respond to the message behind it, and as well, they've loved the performances. Rob Fridgen is absolutely phenomenal.
Rob's great.
Louise Sinclair, I mean, is there anything that women can't do? And, you know, I'm kind of bringing up the rear, providing support.
Awesome. Al, I wanted to ask you, there's a huge Jewish community in South Africa, right? And I'm sure they will obviously support this story as well. But I wanted to say, as a non-Jewish theater goer, will they understand a lot of the kind of cultural references and things that come up in the play?
Completely. It's made very, very clear. When terms and references are made, they're explained. They're made very, very clear for an audience. And, of course, it had a very long festival run in New York off Broadway, and it was largely the non-Jewish community that supported it and came to see it. Actually, can I just correct you? The South African Jewish community isn't very large anymore. It's dwindled quite a bit in South Africa. But the community that is there is very supportive of the arts. And, yeah, we're hoping that they're all going to come in and see this.
Interesting. The Huffington Post wrote, one of the best plays of the year, the New York Magazine. You should see it. Your children should see it. Everybody should see it. It shows you that this piece of work is really popular, Alan. Alan, what are you doing as a director? What are you? What else are you involved in? What's after this project?
Well, currently I'm directing a piece for the Theatre on the Square in Sandton for Daphne Kuhn. Also, a fascinating new play. It's called Freud's Last Session, and it's about the time that C.S. Lewis, the guy who wrote the Narnia stories, went to see Freud. Nobody knows what was actually said at the session. Mm. It took place on the day that the war broke out in the UK, just 1939. And it's speculation, but it's this fascinating debate about faith and reason and Freud on the one side and C.S. Lewis, who was a convert to Christianity, on the other, and the two of them battling away with much wit and insight. So that's what I'm up to.
Well, it sounds brilliant. Of course, don't miss the current show that you're in. It runs from now. It was opened on the 26th of July and ends on the 3rd of September. And it's, of course, Robert Fridgen, Louise Sinclair, and yourself, Alan Swerdlow, in a show called My Name is Asher Lev. And it's one of the, it's an off-play, off-Broadway production that really is rave reviews. Congratulations for joining the stage again in so many years. Are you enjoying it, by the way?
Yeah, the first few weeks were pure terror, but I'm getting back into it, and it's very good for me as a director to be reminded of the challenges that actors face. So, I'm loving it.
I had the pleasure of as a producer and not a stage performer, to do a production, a musical once, and be on stage and produce it, but obviously get directed in. And I got to tell you, it was a very daunting, horrible experience. it was a strange success, a weird success, but it was, I can't, you know, and the worst thing is that when the citizen says, He was okay, but he should stick to his day job. you wait for that type of review. But I wish you all the best, and I hope it rocks. And thank you for joining us. Be well.
Thank you very much, and all the best to you guys.
Be good. Thank you. That's Alan Swerdlow, who is an acclaimed director, and is acting in My Name is Asher Lev, happening at Monty, at the Studio Theatre. Always fun.
It is fun. You know what else is fun?
What?
I was just thinking, you know, like I grew up in a Jewish community in Wendywood.
Yeah.
And I basically became a Shabbaskoy.
Yes. So did I, actually.
Which basically means a Sabbath cattle. Oh, I mean, not cattle. What's I can't remember the word. Gentile.
Okay, yeah, Gentile.
I went with the direct translation.
But can I just tell you something? Do you know that a friend of mine had a few weeks ago a gay Shabbat dinner, and you know that there was lots of Jews there. I could say the bracha better than most people.
Wow,
weird.
That is weird.
Weird.
Did you have kechel?
Of course. Well, we had everything, but
did you have challah?
We had, of course, we had challah.
Challah.
But we didn't have kanaida. We didn't have.
I was at a friend's house who had challah yesterday, and he burnt it in the oven, and I was so heartbroken. It's the most delicious bread.
Before we go there into one of the best performers of all time, Jerry Seinfeld, for all our wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters, which we let's just give them a havanegila, and let's do it in the proper. You got to do it in the Yiddish accent.
I will try my best. He has a little song that it's basically the Despacito of its day. Hava nagila, hava nagila, hava nagila, hey, ishmaka. Hava nagila, hava nagila, hava nagila, ishmaka.
I don't actually know the chords for it.
Hava, no. Okay, but that was in honor of Hazel Feldman.
Hava nagila, baby.
And Alan Swedler. On the line next, we're going to chat to Matthew Cook. And Matthew has got a... You know, I love the fact, again, we bring great things out. Hazel's bringing a show, Illusionist coming in from Broadway. We've got this production from off-Broadway. And now we've got a show that's happening at Silver Star Casino called Splash, the Water Circus. The producer who has brought them out here is Matthew Cook. Matthew Cook, Splash, the Water Circus, I believe it's mind-blowing. Tell me about it. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me. Yes, we're super excited about bringing in Splash, the water circus, into South Africa. We really wanted to push the boundaries of entertainment and circus in general. I think the time has come for South Africa to see something completely unique and different. Myself and co-producer Harry and Marie Weber from Weber Brothers Entertainment came across the show in Russia, which has been performing for almost 19 years now. Mm. And we decided that it was time to bring something that was this outrageous to South Africa and tour it around the country.
Matthew, so there are going to be a couple of questions that I'm interested in. Firstly, the Russian theme, because just recently we had the Slava Snow Show come through here to South Africa. Now we've got this Russian concept coming through to Krugersdorp. I mean, brilliant. I mean, I love the fact that, I mean, if you think about it, we bring productions, if it's not going towards next to Soweto, it's going to Krugersdorp, but sitting next to Four Ways. You got it happening in Cape Town in Camps Bay. You got some things. Isn't it great to see that it's moving around the country and that we are using our spaces and our audience is in different areas?
And Alan, I think this has been one of the biggest challenges for us with the show, is that we wanted to spread the love as much as possible over South Africa. We've managed to keep our ticket prices low. Mm-hmm. We've got them between 90 and 375 rand per ticket. Mm-hmm. So it's really low for an international production. But we wanted to make sure that it was affordable. We understand the financial climate. But what we also wanted to do is exactly that. We wanted to take it to all those cities and towns that don't normally get shows like this. We see so many of the big shows going into the major metropoles, Johannesburg, Cape Town. Occasionally, Durban gets a little bit of love. And we are going to cities and towns that are going to blow South Africa's mind. We've got an announcement going live a little later on today with three more cities down in KZN. Really? So your listeners are the first to hear that. That's the announcement that we'll be making today. Three cities down in KZN. I can't tell you much more until we announce.
Yes.
But bearing in mind that we're going into three cities in KZN, we've got the Western Cape, we've got even the Northern Cape. down into places in the Eastern Cape. We're literally covering across the entire country. So we're trying to see where the interest is at the moment. We've got 15 venues already locked down across the country.
It's amazing.
And we're hoping that this show is going to run us well into 2018.
Let's do the following. Splash the Water Circus is a circus for the modern age. It's presenting a variety of circus genres with unique visual twists. Okay. Now, the traditional acts take place in 12-meter diameter pool of water. So now, how are you moving this pool around the country?
Yeah, you're gonna battle in Cape Town.
Cape Town, there's no water.
You know, listen, that was our first concern. When we first looked at the show, we realized that there is a national drought in a lot of places across South Africa. Mm. And we've got into some due diligence on that side. We'll be traveling with water. We're sourcing water up here in Johannesburg, and we're going through the process with the various departments to source the water correctly. It's then chlorinated and heated for the performers. And when we leave each venue, we leave with two 40,000 liter water tankers, and drive water around the country. So pretty much everywhere we go, we self-sustain completely, and that way we are able to offer a good solution to great entertainment, even though there are is a national crisis. So we're traveling with our own water. Once we leave Silverstar, we go into a 1,200-seater big top tent, and that also allows us to travel into towns and that don't have venues in their cities.
Well, the whole thing just sounds incredible, and I love the fact that it's going away from our traditional animal circuses. It's moving on to a lot of strong body work, that daredevil feats, the wheel of death that you have, the Russian swings, people using their physical strengths.
Yeah, because I think the animal thing was a huge turnoff for circus goers, or you know, people wanting to go to a circus. A lot of them were put off by the kind of animal thing, and this offers the same kind of spectacle, but with only humans being used.
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the trend towards more of a nouveau cirque, which is the new kind of era of cirque that we're moving into, is a worldwide phenomenon. I mean, we've seen some of the largest circuses in the world go animal-free, and pretty much the ones that are surviving at the moment are the ones that have made that step. I mean, I respect the placement of other circuses, but I just think that there's a new age that's come about, and that we need to step into that space and be pushing the limits of the human body and some visual aspects. And this is what Splash is going to deliver.
Matthew, I saw La Vie in Vegas. I saw O in Vegas. They were water shows.
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen them?
I've seen video footage. I haven't been lucky enough to see the show live. So right now I'm going green with envy for you.
Okay.
It's definitely one of my favorite shows. And as I said, I mean, this show that we're touring was conceptualized some 18 years ago. Yeah. So kind of happening parallel to that of what was happening on the French side in Canada with Cirque du Soleil and Lorraine. Obviously just very different execution. Cirque du Soleil is very much into telling a story in their shows, and having a story told through that, whereas on the Russian side of the equation, they were all about kind of advancing circus and acts and the visual and the you know the impressive stunts and that. So, kind of two different things. The one is almost a pantomime of circus, and the one is more focused on what is able to be done and the acts that are performed within that and how we create that. So, kind of balances out on that side. And gives you a little bit of a teaser that we're not going into a full-on story or a pantomime. We really just want to deliver the greatest acts and the most outrageous acts.
And Matthew, that's why I wanted to make that Le Rêve and this is different from that, and that's why I wanted just to make that clarity. But I can't wait to see it, because I think again, we are dying for good entertainment, and I'm sorry to break the news to everybody, but it is a fortune to go off to Vegas. It costs you a fortune to see a Priscilla Queen of the Desert in London, and it costs you a fortune to see Illusionists, for example, on Broadway. I'm telling you now, you don't get tickets for under $200-$400. Okay?
Exactly. So, and with the likes of what the promoters and we're bringing into the country at the moment, I mean, all of those shows that you've just mentioned are hitting our shores, or have hit our shores. And I'm sure there's many more to come. You know, I think promoters in this country are being pushed to deliver new content that's exciting. And I think the whole community of promoters is really starting to push those boundaries in South Africa and see different things. I mean, we had the first time that Disney on Ice went down to Durban this year and sold out before they even got there.
Amazing.
That just shows how responsive the market is to live entertainment right now.
Well,
and we need to make sure that we continue delivering new and exciting content.
Matthew, as a producer, as a promoter, here's the key. The key is that it's telling you that KwaZulu-Natal, for example, is starving for some entertainment.
Completely.
Okay. It's showing you that places like Port Elizabeth are starving, and Bloem are starving for entertainment. Joburg is very fortunate. Cape Town is not as fortunate as Johannesburg, and again, very fortunate. But the thing is the rest of the country and people, and I know people that have got a bit of Tom here and there, got a bit of money, they fly their kids up and they go and see the Disney on the Ice, or they drive up and but isn't it great now you can get in your own city? And I like the fact that you're traveling around the country. Well done, by the way.
Thank
it's not
so
easy
much,
with all that water and all that stuff.
Listen, the logistics of it is probably the biggest nightmare. We're traveling with 74 people. almost 85,000 liters of water, a big top tent seating for 1,200 people. It's a massive, massive logistical task. And we're just looking forward to the support from the whole of South Africa. We're already seeing a phenomenal amount of support. And you know, I just believe that entertainment has such a huge importance in the lives of people. And the more that we can spread this and change the habits and get them into theaters and get them into live shows, the happier our communities and places of where we stay are going
to
be.
Matthew, what we're going to do, because we like to have a bit of fun, is we're going to follow you around the country and we're going to speak to you sporadically. Is that okay?
Fantastic.
We'd love to do that. We'd love to just like, Matthew, where are you now? What's that crazy Russian up to now?
You know, how are the Russians adapting to Krugersdorp?
I think there's some cultural exchanges that we definitely need to get in play. Well, I don't know whether the Russians are going to be more shocked than the people of Krugersdorp.
Yeah, correct. But as this goes around the country, I can't wait to like, and where's Matthew now? Matthew Cook, what's cooking up? Let's go. So we'll do that. We want to support you. We are supporting you, and I think this is a great concept. Congratulations, because I know this is not financially, you put your neck out there. But yeah, I will say one thing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the support, and we're looking forward to checking in with you. Huge supporters of your show, and thank you to all your listeners out there.
Thank you. Matthew, I also want to end on one last thing, is that I'm happy that people are becoming cognitive of the fact that people want to do things with their kids. They want to go back to going with their husbands, going on a first date, going off. It's not just about going to see a concert anymore. Rather take your kids along. You can't take your kids to go and see. I don't want to take a 5-year-old off to go and see Robbie Williams. It's what they're going to do there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or the Bieber Schmiebers.
You're going to end up having a grumpy experience.
Yeah, correct.
Your whole experience of that entertainment and that outing is going to be ruined. I think that we need to have more family content and get people off their cell phones and kind of sitting back into venues and watching stuff.
Absolutely.
And then sharing it with everybody else.
And
you know?
Take your kids somewhere they can just scream for literally 2 hours.
Laugh, cry, all of the emotions.
We love it. Thank you. Congratulations. And I want to just tell everybody.
Thanks, Alan. And we're looking forward to staying in touch.
And I look forward for people to seeing more of it. The show, Splash, the Water Circus, launches at the Globe at the Silver Star Casino in Krugersdorp. It starts now the 19th. of August and through till the 17th of September, and then it goes around the country. I want to see this more than once.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be
there. This is what we got to see. This is fun.
And you know, like in the olden days, you know, they used to have an elephant come to the circus, and people would be like, wow, we've never seen an elephant before. This is so amazing. So it's going to be great when they go to Cape Town, because they're going to be like, wow, water. Never seen that before.
Or we're going to be doing things like, we cannot wait to see the Russians. Do you know how strong those Russians are?
No. You know when you said it's been going for 18 years?
Yeah. Could
I
you
was
imagine?
Like, you know, everyone in that cast is 18 years old and they've been doing the show since they were born.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
When it was actually a communist state.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Jeepers, yeah. I wonder if they were allowed to use water in... And the communism.
Of course they could. Don't be stupid. Of course they could.
Well, I don't know. You hear a lot of rumors.
Last week, I mentioned to you a phenomenal restaurant that I went to. I want to, because we didn't manage to get
this one. You said is the best restaurant that you've ever been to.
In the Joburg CBD, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I can tell you that for free. I went. It's firstly, you know, it's quite daunting to say I'm going to go and have dinner and drinks in the Joburg CBD on Marshall Street, and I'm going to go into a hotel. And it felt as though I was walking into Grand Central Station.
Were there a lot of people?
It was buzzing. It was full. But the thing is that in Grand Central, they've got these beautiful restaurants, these bistros, where you can have a cocktail before you get onto the platform to go back to your house, where you can go and have a bite to eat or have a breakfast in the morning. And it just reminded me a hell of a lot of that. And then it's just behind the Anglo, well, it depends where you are, but where you're standing, but the Anglo-American building, and it looks as though you're in the middle of New York City, and it was phenomenal. I mean, the menu, the tapas, from tapases to beautiful burgers.
Is that the collective noun for tapas? Tapases?
What would you call them? Tapas?
Tapase? Tape?
I don't know. We should find out.
Yeah, we should.
With hot-pressed sandwiches, to great salads, lots of burgers. I just thought it was great. And then, of course, they've got the traditional stuff that you love in South, we love in South Africa, like a T-bone and a rump. So on the line, I'm chatting to Lucas van der Vestes and the CEO of the Fair City Hotel Group about the Marshall Restaurant. Thank you for joining me. How are you doing, Lucas? Lucas, you there? Lucas is there. Let's try to get Lucas back on. But again, when last did you go to a proper bistro? When last did you go to the inner city and actually feel safe and enjoy it?
Yeah, I must say the furthest I go in is Brahms.
Yeah, but you see, that's the problem. You got one block in Maboneng, and you got like two blocks in Brahms.
I didn't go to Maboneng the other day.
No, but this is not. This is Joburg CBD.
Yeah,
and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I did have to go to Joburg CBD because I recently bought a house, and a lot of the lawyers are based
in the CBD,
in the middle of town. So I had to go there. And had I known, I would have definitely stopped for lunch. Do they do lunch as well?
The whole thing, oh, lunch, brilliant. Breakfast, the whole vibe. So it's we're trying to get hold of Lucas van der Vestes now. We're trying to get him on the line. I want to just chat about what he's doing in the inner city, which is quite cool.
Can you talk about the menu?
Yes, I'll tell you about the
menu.
Tell
me about
right
the
now.
Menu.
So from soups of the day to chicken schnitzel. What's your favorite thing to eat, by the way?
I'm a soup fan, actually.
Oh, you're a soup fan?
Favorite thing in the world is a good soup.
Really?
Yeah. There's actually.
I've eaten a lot with you because we travel.
Yeah, I know. And you always try and make me have fancy things. But I'm a simple man. I need a crust of bread and some soup. But I tell you what, there's a French restaurant I went to. I'll organize them for the show because you've got to try it. It's called La Soufflé. And they make soufflé everything.
I'm a soufflé freak.
Are you?
I am a soufflé freak. I love cheese. Where is it?
But it's in Douglasdale.
Okay.
And it's got but they've got soup there. They've got the vichyssoise.
Oh.
And all those lovely.
But I love soufflés.
A vichyssoise is a cold potato and leek soup, which is the most divine thing. You can have it hot or cold though. Yeah, we must go for soufflé then.
I want to see if we've got Lucas van der Vestes on the line. Do we have him there? It looks like he's not there. But anyway, hello. And he's not answering the phone. All right, well, that's the Fair City Hotel Group. He's not answering. Not happening. So what else? You got something funny for us you wanted to play?
Well, yeah, because we were talking about Jewish people and stuff. And one of my favorite Jewish comedians, actually, is a guy I managed to see live. I saw his last tour that he did. And
did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Jerry Seinfeld.
You saw Seinfeld?
Yes. I went to New York, right? We were staying in Manhattan, and we were like, we have to see Jerry Seinfeld. And we saw that he was doing a New York show on the day we arrived. So we arrived from South Africa, and then we had to catch a train because we figured out New York's a big place, you know? Everything, when they say it's in New York, it's not necessarily in Manhattan.
No, it's
and so we had to take a three-hour train ride to the town where he was performing, which was... I can't remember the name of the town now, but he, and then as he came out on stage, and we just made it, we sat down as he walked
as
on stage,
walks in the stage,
and he was like, you know, the hardest thing you've probably had to do today is getting here. And I was like, dude, you have no idea. I flew from South Africa.
All right, very quickly, on the line, Lucas van der Vestes, and we've spoken about, and I've spoken a lot about your message. Thank you for joining me on the line. He's the CEO of the Fair City Hotels. Are you well?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for your time and for calling.
Lucas, the Marshall, and the way I describe it is that it's like a New York bistro in the middle of the Joburg CBD. It's quite weird because I can't believe how cool it is.
Yes, we are also very excited about the new restaurant, the Marshall. It's operated and owned by the Bootlegger group of restaurants that actually started in Cape Town, and the main design of the restaurant honors the streets of the central district of the early 1900s, brass and wood and leather and then there's a few artifacts of cars, and it's really just really something special, and it fits in very, very well with downtown Joburg and what it actually stands for.
Well, that's what I loved about it, because as I said, it had that New York feel. It had this really, the whole thing was, I mean, I loved the bistro style. The food absolutely was superb. And it's good to say that, because I can be very critical, but when everything that you taste is absolutely brilliant, I thought, well, hold on, this tells you what you're doing, and you're doing it well. And then the location was, I felt like I was in, as I said, in a, in a, in, I wasn't in Johannesburg, number one. Yeah. But the most important thing was that I couldn't believe that this set, then it wasn't in the Bramfontein or Mabuneng districts. It was in the center. And it just, I mean, security was top notch. The hotel is beautiful, by the way. Beautiful hotel. I haven't had the pleasure of staying there, but I believe it's stunning because I actually asked someone sitting next to me at another table. I said, are you staying here? And they said, yeah. They said, we always stay. It's brilliant. So it shows you. I saw ladies sitting by themselves having dinner. This is in the Joburg CBD, and I think it just shows, lends yourself to what you guys are doing as the Fair City Hotel Group, because obviously it's safe and secure, but also you're innovative.
Yes. You know, what our group is about is opening and operating unique hotels across South Africa in the main business mode. And the Mapungubwe Hotel, which is situated in the Southwestern Improvement District, which is one of the first nodes in the Joburg CBD that was starting to be revived again. You know, the people were spending money, they were bringing security into the town so it's safe. And it's really there where all the main businesses are, you know, all the mines and the banks, and it's a fantastic upmarket, really secure node. And the whole Mapungubwe idea actually stems from, you know, some parallels that we pulled from the Mapungubwe tribe that was known to be the center of the largest known kingdom in the South African continent in the 1200s and the 1300s. And we just said, listen, but that's what Joburg is to South Africa and Africa. And so we actually took the name. And then we started, you know, when we started designing the hotel and the interior, it actually fit into the physical Mapungubwe scene.
So,
and it's large rooms, and it's just a fantastic property.
It is brilliant. Lucas, I want to just say the following, that it's incredible. Just to say, the Marshall restaurant is in the Mapungubwe Hotel, okay, just so that I can clarify for anyone. But, of course, you've got quite a few. You've got the Quarter on Main. You've got Kibitz Kroon that's just joined you guys, I believe.
Yes.
It's happening.
Yes, right.
And other magical ones we're going to do a lot more with you guys. But I'm just proud that I could go to Joburg CBD, feel like I was in London, Paris or New York City. Was completely and utterly blown away by the bistro food, and I want to congratulate you. Seriously, it is the restaurant of the month, and it makes Joburg very proud. The Marshall Restaurant.
Wow.
So, Lucas,
thank you very much.
It's what it is, and it is the truth. And our team at Cliff Central, and we look forward to doing some stuff with you guys. So, yeah, don't miss it. It's really great. Lucas, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you very much for
your
time.
Thank you. That's Lucas van der Westhuizen, the CEO of the Fair City Hotels. The Marshall, don't miss it. It's really brilliant. You got a bit of Seinfeld for us.
I do, and we have a few minutes left.
Push play.
Okay, cool. Here it comes.
Push play, Seinfeld.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nice to see you. Congratulations on your life. That you are here tonight at the Tonight Show in New York. My God. How did you do it? Who are you people? And it's exciting to be out. Always exciting to be out in the world, isn't it? Not home, just out there floating around. But I know you got your phone. Everybody here's got their phone. There's not one person here doesn't have it. You better have it. You gotta have it. Because there is no safety. There is no comfort. There is no security for you in this life anymore. Unless when you're walking down the street, you can feel a hard rectangle in your pants. And you want some solid juice in it, too. You want a juiced up hard rectangle now. That's your life because of the people, right? That you need to stay in touch with that are so important. The people in your life, they're so important, aren't they? Yeah. Really? They don't seem very important. Not the way you scroll through their names on your contact list like a gay French king. Who pleases me today? Who shall I favor? Who shall I delete? And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't, because they gave us the option. Some years ago, you were given the option. Well, you want to communicate to another person. You could talk, you could type. Well, once you had that option, well, that took half a second. Talking lost, talking's over. Who wants to talk? To talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk? Do I have to talk to this person now? talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions that go with what you're saying, different hand gestures. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out. Talking is over. It's obsolete. It's antiquated. I feel like a blacksmith up here sometimes, to tell you the truth. If you want, I could text you this whole thing. We can get the hell out of here.
Hey, and that is exactly what we're saying.
Yeah, because people must get off their phones and start living.
Yeah, and start talking face to face. This texting thing is killing me. Eh?
Yeah,
voice notes, it's killing me.
Voice notes are so ridiculous. Have you ever tried to find information from a week ago in voice notes?
I don't. Impossible. Well, because you don't have any.
You have to listen to all of them.
Oh. The point of us playing Seinfeld is that not only because we spoke about bistros in New York and magic things that are coming from Broadway, and it's kind of been a theme in the show, but the thing is, put the damn phone down, talk to your friend, talk to your colleague.
Go out and see a show.
Go and see a show.
Yeah.
And have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Nathan Rowe, it's been good.
You too. It's always fantastic being thin, rich, and fabulous just for an hour a week.
Let's thank Hazel Feltman, who's bringing The Illusionist direct from Broadway. Mark Lottring takes to the stage on the 16th of August at the Peter Turan Theatre. Alan Swerder is also at the Studio Theatre at Monty with a show called My Name is Asher Lev. The Splash Water Circus is happening throughout South Africa, but it's in Krugersdorp at the Silver Star Casino. And then, of course, don't miss the Marshall Restaurant happening in the Joburg CBD. What a full show. Again, deeper sympathies to the family and friends. I know it's been a big community and a big industry loss for the late Cyril Green, but he was making us laugh in greener pastures. Seriously. Seriously. My name is Alan Ford with
Nathan Rowe.
And this is The Unview.
The thin,
the rich,
and the fabulous.
The Unview. The thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.